Scott. Motherfucking Scott.
I got Madonna's big dick coming out of my left ear. Toby the Jack, I don't know what, coming out of my right.
Yes.
Look how considerate I am.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at things that matter first.
Everyone out there, I'm going to let you figure out why Scott needs to lay out a towel while he records a live.
Oh, is this going in already? I thought this was pre-talk.
Oh, I'm always recording, buddy.
Don't watch
always.
What you say on Desmond. You never know. I can't do my rants. All right, so this feels good for us. This feels nice.
This feels great. This feels really nice.
All right, I'm going to stop sharing, and let's talk about things that matter.
What's your timeline today? I know we can't talk forever, but what's your heart out?
It's not hard. It's just I got a lot of things to do.
What's your semi-soft out?
It's a half check.
If we go a little over, we're not screwed. But, you know, these are hard-paying patrons, Scott. This is for our...
So interesting that you say this is for the Patreon, because this actually... Okay.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. First off, Scott, give me a beat. Brendan brought this to us, and I just kind of, he put this in his time travel adjacent list, and this movie doesn't show up on too many time travel lists. Like, I'm constantly looking for top 10s.
I did see it. I saw it on some lists. Not top 10s, but...
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe I finally did deep dive.
Wow, dangle, this is taking a while to say
Dirk
this.
Dirk Diggler. Yeah. And I did find it down the list of Barry's.
Yeah, Barry.
Like, this was the point. So I remember I was kind of putting together my own timeline. And this one really jumped out at me. Because every movie on Brendan's list, I was like, yeah, it's on our list. We'll get to it. Yeah, it's on our list. We'll get to it.
This was on my list in the back of my mind. But time travel is not the focus. It's like time travel exists, but it's not what the film's about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I even like last minute, because once I realized, I was like, okay, I think we can do this for the show. I quit researching just because I just wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And then right before I pressed play last night, I was like, okay, before I waste my time watching a movie we can't talk about, let me research one more time. And I saw the word time travel appear in the synopsis. So I was like, all right, let's do it. And so we are talking about Midnight in Paris from 2011, rated PG-13, 94 minutes, right? Ooh. In Desmond's sweet spot. And you guys, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to see if I can get through all of this. Starring Owen Wilson, Rachel McAdams, Kathy Bates, Kurt Fuller, Mimi Kennedy, Michael Sheen. Where's some of the other hard hitters down here? Allison Pill, which her face is so recognizable. Like, yeah. Her name doesn't jump out at me. Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, he's a two-timer.
Oh, yes. Marion Cotillard. Andrew Brody. He's way, even though he plays.
Adrian Brody's also a two-timer.
Is he?
The Jacket.
Oh, The Jacket. Yes. Is McAdams?
Oh,
Rachel?
Oh my God, she's a three-timer.
Is she a three-timer?
She's got the what's the redheaded one, where he squeezes. She's got the time traveler's wife.
Yes.
And the one where he squeezes his hand, the redheaded guy, where he, what's it, in time?
Yeah, the guy who travels.
Next time, whatever.
Through the closet.
And now she's got this. She's a three-timers.
Wow.
Club. That's elite. Do we have any other three-timers?
We do. I don't want to look it up. My computer's butthole right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just dug up another three-timer. Great cast. I don't want to dwell on Woody Allen too much because he's a douchebag, but we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about him as an artist for a minute.
Yeah, we're not talking about his personal life.
I just assumed, like, because he's just, he can write his own ticket. And so I just assumed most directors who can write their own ticket, most of his movies are 2.5 hours long.
No, this is back in the day when we did, before the Avengers came, that wasn't the case. Before Interstellar came along.
Brandon, Interstellar, do it. Just keep watching it. Tell it wins.
Yeah.